You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation chapter 12 and verse 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. From the moment you accept Jesus Christ into your life, from the moment you place your faith in Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit, you've been born again into a war zone. He said that the dragon went to make war with the rest of our offspring. That means nobody will be spared from this satanic warfare. You must be conscious of this. The warfare we are facing is not against witches, somebody who doesn't want you to promote, somebody who says you will not leave, your children will not make it. That's not the issue. The issue is about the kingdom of God. It's the fact that you have placed your faith in Jesus. It's not about promotion. Satan is not fighting you because of promotion. He's not fighting so that your children, he doesn't want them to go abroad. He doesn't want you to succeed. It's not about you, brethren. What is it in you that Satan wants to come and fight? The problem that he has is that we place our faith in Jesus. We are keeping the word of God. We are obedient to the way of the faith. That is where Satan has a problem. In fact, if you are not keeping the commandments of God, if you do not have the testimony of Jesus, you are not a problem to Satan. He's not going to make any war against you because already he has you in his cage. So the fact that you are a believer qualifies you for that warfare. So it's a blessing. It means that you are one of those who is now on the Lord's side. And that is why Satan is going to come after you. Stop thinking that he's coming after you because in your family they don't want you to rise. You see, those are even deceptions of Satan. That in itself is part of the warfare against your soul. To think that way means that Satan is already defeating you. Because you think it's about you. Those who will not allow you to get visa. Those who do not want to see you succeed. Those who don't want to see your children succeed. You think it's all about that. It has nothing to do with that. It's not about man. Your warfare is not against flesh and blood. It's against the dragon. The good news is that our life is hidden in Jesus, and there is a armor that we must wear, that with that armor, we cannot be defeated. So the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, put on therefore the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of Satan. The whole armor of God, that is what keeps a man in this warfare. So please get the context correctly. We are facing spiritual warfare because we identify with Jesus, not because you are so important and some people don't want you to succeed. That is not the issue. If it has to do with just you alone, Satan will finish you in a moment. When God gave him permission to just do a little thing to Job, you could see how devastating the devil could be. So in a moment, the devil will finish you. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Please let that register very strongly in your spirit. It's about Jesus. The fact that you identify with Jesus is what qualifies you for satanic attack. But the good news again is that we also have the armor of God. And as long as we put on the whole armor of God, we will continue to be victorious because Jesus had defeated him. He had disarmed him and made a public show of them. All we need is to walk in Christ. All we need is to put on Jesus, is to put on the whole armor of God. May the Lord keep you till the end in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.